Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I would like to share a devotional time with you as we come to look at what's happening around us. And as a family, we do not throw away anyone from our family, no matter how we view them in our biological family. But even in our spiritual family, we should not do the same. We should keep all our members despite how they come across, how we see them. And this is a time for unity. This is a time for togetherness. This is a time for family to stand in the gap for each other. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and of a sound mind. This is a time as family. We need to exercise this. I'm calling on all of us as elders, pastors, and other leaders, and even just members, to draw together in prayer for Stoke Newington Church, for our country, the UK, for the other churches around us, despite their denomination, and for the unchurched, because this is where God needs us to step up. Not that he couldn't do it by himself, he can easily. But he's giving us a chance in a critical time like now to unite his word with humanity by the way we live, by what we do, by the little acts of kindness that we can show. We have quite a few of our stalwart members that have been taken ill. The devil is knocking down every step and every stump that he can. He's playing a good great game of spiritual deficiency. But also, God is giving us every power, every strength, so we can step up and do what we have to do. So it's time for us to stand in those wickets and bat those balls that the devil is throwing at us with spiritual strength, with texts from the word, with prayer, with telephone calls, and where possible, with our gift, a tangible gift of food, clothing, shelter, just words. Those are all important gifts that we can give to each other. Sometimes we can't get out there to do anything. We have to quarantine ourselves, but we can call. And we can call 10 people for the day and just wish them God's blessing. Find out how they are doing. Find out what is their plans while they're inside and can't come out. Yesterday I did some of that and I enjoyed every moment of it, even though I have my wife as well, not well. I support her as best as I can, but I also stand in the gap where I can. I'm no more righteous than anyone else. I'm just another person at the bottom of the ladder of salvation. But one thing I'm sure of is that God says he holds us all in the palm of his hand. We are the apple of his eyes. And if we are so, then let us stand up and know that God will not let us go. Know that the choices we make from now on will either draw us closer or push us away. And this time, I encourage you. You have two choices, life and death. And as the word says, I encourage you to choose life. The servant of God said, choose ye this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let all of us take that as a way forward. As for me and my house. And if you do it for you and your house, and every one of us do it for each of us house, then we will also do it for our neighbors. Because you cannot have a good thing that is helping you and do not share it. And God is good. God is great. God is awesome. Let us share him with everyone we can and everyone we come in contact with.